Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Victory Over Weakness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus has experienced every temptation that all mankind has experienced, and he is touched with the feeling of our weaknesses, and he has compassion on us. He doesn't just look at us in our sin with disgust. Now, he despises what's evil, but he loves us. And even if we're tangled up with some stuff that's bad, it's not just that he's disgusted with us. He sees our weakness. He wants to help us.
Yes.
He's been here. You can't say, well, Lord, you don't know what it's like to be a frail human being. Yeah, he does. He was here. And he emptied himself of his mighty weight and power and glory and became like other men.
Amen.
How did he do it? He's God. And functioned like other men and was tempted like other men. But he proved you don't have to yield to the temptation. He went his whole life and did not yield and succumb to temptation. Now, the devil will try to tell you that, well, that's because he's Jesus, and that's impossible. He could do it because he's God, but that's impossible. No, he didn't do it as God.
Amen.
He became like us.
Yes.
And he did it as a man, showing you could do it.
Amen. That's right.
Showing you can go day after day, week after week, year after year, and not yield to temptation. He proved it. But if you do, he's touched with the feeling of your weakness. He cares about you and me in your struggle. He was tempted too. Verse 16, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Here's what you don't do. Stay out of church.
Come on.
Quit reading your Bible. Quit praying. And just delve further into the sin. That's the worst thing you could do. Because all it's going to do is get worse and worse, and the death is going to get stronger and stronger. And your spirit gets weaker and weaker. That's what the enemy, he tries to cut you off from anything that would feed your spirit, from anything that would feed your faith, from anybody that would love you and stand with you and help you. He tries to isolate you from that. He wants to destroy you. What do you do? When you've fallen, when you've been weak, don't run away. Don't run away. Huh? And you don't have to just come, you know, crushed. Come boldly.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
How in the world could you come boldly? Well, it's not because of what you've done. Or hadn't. How could you come boldly? The same reason that you could come at all. By the blood of the spotless Lamb of God that's on the mercy seat there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the justification of grace. That's how you can come boldly. Knowing that he's already chosen. Knowing. He knows the end from the beginning. He knew you were going to mess up. And he still picked you. He knew you were going to just be stupid at times. Slow. And take 10 years to figure that thing out. And he still loved you and picked you because he saw something else. He saw that beneath all of that dumb flesh and all that stuff, there was something inside you, in your heart, that really does love him. And he knew that that would eventually win out. And he knew that you'd pick him ultimately over the world, over your own flesh, over your own desires, that you would ultimately pick him. And because he saw that and knew that, he picked you. He called you. Hallelujah. And he's always there. So what do you do when you need help? Come boldly to the throne, not of judgment. The throne of grace. You don't need grace when you've done everything right. You can get by on justice. You need grace when you've messed up. You need grace when you haven't done things right. You did things you knew you shouldn't do. You didn't do things you knew you should have done. You need grace and mercy. And you know somebody there at the throne. You have friends there. You know somebody. So you come boldly to the throne of grace to get something, to get mercy, and find grace to help in your time of need. We've already talked about some of that. When the Lord is working in you to get you to be willing to do something that you hadn't been willing to do, that's grace. Right? Certainly not earned, deserved. When he's working in you to give you the ability to do something that not long ago you didn't even know if you wanted to do, that's grace. That's mercy. But with enough grace, grace is a big word that covers so much. Another word for grace is divine ability. With enough of God's favor and ability, you can come out of anything. You might say, well, I've never been able to. Don't underestimate his grace, though. Right. With enough grace, you can come out of what you hadn't been able to come out of in 20 years. Yeah, that's right. With enough help. Do you believe it? With enough divine help,
yes. You
can resist something you hadn't been able to resist for years. Right. With enough grace and help, your faith can rise up to believe to receive something that's been too big for you, too far out for you. You can find yourself going, well, that's doable. That's reachable. God can do that. When last year, you wouldn't have dared believe for it. With enough grace, with enough help, you can come out of anything. You can come through anything. You can overcome anything. You can receive anything because nothing's bigger than him. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Can you say thank you, Lord? So we prayed a prayer. What's happening in you? God is working in me. Two things. To will and to do.
Amen.
Of what pleases him. Of his good pleasure. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Put on the screen for us, please. Job 22. Job 22 and 28. Here's number two. Number one was you ask for him to work in you.
Right?
To will, even if you weren't willing, and to do what you hadn't been able to do. And then, according to Philippians 2:13, you confess it. You believe he's heard your prayer, and you say it. He's working in me. And the time you most need to say it is when you're being tempted. When part of you wants to do something you shouldn't do. Especially then, you need to say, God's working in me. He's working in me to will. And to do of what pleases him. But secondly, and this is something that I've used in my own life for 35 years now, at least. Any time I found my flesh weak in an area, I have found I can use my words to bind myself from a bad thing, from a wrong thing. I can use my own words. In Job 22:28, notice what it said. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established to you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. Who's going to decree it? Who's going to say it? You are. The NAS, the New American Standard, says, you will also decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. Well, light is additional revelation, and in His light is also life and quickening. But it was initiated by you decreeing something. Now, with that in mind, how many know Mark 11:23? Put it on the screen for us, please. Mark 11:23, that great faith verse. Jesus is speaking, and He said, verse 22, He had said, have faith in God. And He said here, verse 23, He said, verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Now what is he to believe? Those things which he said. He didn't say what God said. Yeah, you need to believe what God said, but this is talking about something else. You have to believe what you say. It'll come to pass, he'll have whatever he says. In order for this next part that I'm talking about to work, you have to become a truth teller. You have to be done with lying. I mean, it's got to be a pillar that's down deep inside you that you take a stand on and say, I'm done with lying. I will not tell a lie if it hurts me, if it costs me. I'm going to tell the truth.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Victory Over Weakness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.